Chapter 4. And Gorgias took 5,000 men and 1,000 picked cavalry. And this camp set out at night in order to attack the camp of the Judeans and take them by surprise. And some of the sons from the citadel were their guides. And when Judah was informed of this plan, he himself set out with his mighty men to attack the king's force at Hamath, while the latter's forces were still scattered away from the camp. And during the night, Gorgias came into Judah's camp and found no one there. So he began to hunt for them in the mountains, saying,
"They are fleeing from us!"
And at daybreak, Judah appeared in the plain with 3,000 men, though their phalanx and sabers were not as they would have wished. And they saw the camp of the nations, strong and breastplated, and surrounded with cavalry, and made up of trained warriors. And Judah said to the men with him,
"Do not be afraid of their numbers or dread their attack. Remember how our fathers were saved in the Sea of Reeds when Pharaoh pursued them with an army. So now let us cry to heaven in the hope that he will favor us. Remember his covenant with our fathers and destroy this army before us today. All the nations shall know that there is one who redeems and delivers Israel."
And when the foreigners looked up and saw them marching toward them, they came out of their camp for a war. And the men with Judah blew the trumpet. So they engaged in battle. And the nations were defeated and fled into the plain. But their whole rear guard fell by the longsword, and they were driven away as far as Gezer and the plains of Judah and Ashdod and Yabna. So about 3,000 of their men fell. And when Judah and his force returned from driving them away, he said to the people,
"Do not be greedy for the plunder, for there is a war before us, and Gorgias and his force are near us on the mountain. Instead, stand firm at this time against our enemies and fight them, and afterward you have the freedom to take the plunder."
As Judah was finishing this speech, an enemy division appeared, peeping down from the mountain. And they saw that their army had been put to flight and that their camp was being burned. For the visible smoke was an indication of what had happened. But when they realized this, they were exceedingly terrified. And when they also saw the camp of Judah in the plain in attack formation, they all fled into the land of foreigners. Then Judah went back to plunder the camp, and his men collected much gold and silver, and cloth dyed dark blue and sea purple, and great riches. And as they returned, they were singing hymns and speaking praises into the heaven.
"For he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
And this was how Israel had a great salvation that day. But those of the foreigners who had escaped went to Lysias, bringing a message concerning everything that had happened. But upon hearing this report, he was perplexed and discouraged, because things in Israel had not turned out as he had intended and as the king had instructed. So the following year, he gathered together 60,000 picked men and 5,000 cavalry to subdue them. And they came into Edom and encamped at Beth Zur. And Judah met them with 10,000 men. And seeing that the camp was strong, he prayed and said,
"Blessed are you, O Savior of Israel, who broke the rush of the Mighty One by the hand of your servant David, and delivered the camp of the Philistines into the hand of Jonathan, son of Saul, and his armor bearer. Give this army into the hands of your people Israel. Make them ashamed of their troops and their cavalry. Strike them with fear, weaken the boldness of their strength, and let them tremble at their own destruction. Strike them down by the sword of those who love you, that all who know your name may hymn your praise."
Then they engaged in battle. And about 5,000 men of Lysias' camp fell. And they fell while fighting hand to hand. But when Lysias saw his ranks beginning to give way, but saw the increased boldness of Judah, whose men were ready either to live or to die bravely, he withdrew to Antiochia and began to recruit mercenaries so as to return to the land of Judah with greater numbers. But Judah and his brothers said,
"Now that our enemies have been crushed, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and rededicate it."
So the whole camp gathered together and went up to Mount Zion. And there they found the holy place desolate, and the altar profaned, and the gates burned down, and plants growing in the courts as in a thicket or on one of the mountains, and the priest's chambers demolished. Then they tore their clothes and made great lamentation. And they sprinkled their heads with ashes and fell with their faces to the ground. And when the signal was given with trumpets, they cried out into the heaven. At that time, Judah appointed men to attack those in the citadel, while he purified the holy places. And he chose blameless priests devoted to the law, and he purified the holy places and carried away the stones of the abomination to an unclean place. And they took counsel on what should be done with the altar of holocaust which had been profaned. And the best counsel was to tear it down, lest it be a lasting shame to them that the nations had defiled it. So they tore down the altar. And they stored the stones in a suitable place on the house's mountain, until a prophet should come to decide what to do with them. Then they took uncut stones, according to the law, and built a new altar like the former one. They also rebuilt the holy places and the interior of the house and consecrated the courts. And they made new holy vessels and brought the lampstand and the altar of incense and the table into the inner sanctum. Then they burned incense on the altar and kindled the lamps on the lampstand. And these illuminated the inner sanctum. They also put loaves on the table and hung up curtains. And this was how they finished all of the work they had undertaken. And early in the morning, on the 25th day of the 9th month, that is, the month of Kislev, in the year 148, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the law on the new altar of holocaust which they had made. At the exact time of the month on which the nations had profaned it, on that very day, it was consecrated with songs and lutes and harps and cymbals. And all the people fell on their faces and prostrated themselves and spoke praises into the heaven which had prospered them. So for 8 days, they celebrated the consecration of the altar and joyfully offered holocausts and sacrifices of salvation and praise. And they ornamented the forefront of the inner sanctum with gold crowns and small shields. And they repaired the gates and the priests' chambers and furnished them with doors. And there was great joy among the people now that the disgrace of the nations was removed. Then Judah and his brothers and the entire assembly of Israel decreed that the days of the consecration of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year for 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Kislev. And at that time, they built high walls and strong towers around Mount Zion in order to prevent the nations from coming and trampling it down as they had done before. And Judah placed a force there to protect it. And he fortified the city of Beth-Zur so that the people might have a stronghold facing Edom.